So we just heard the wonderful Rachmaninoff, and which indeed gives us that sensation of subtlety as well as energy and elan. It's quite a remarkable performance. Thank you so much for that. And you know, I wish we had a whole hour to talk. We don't. So let's talk a little more about your return to Rapa Nui and the vision of what you want to accomplish there for the local population, for the culture, and as well as for an example for the whole world.
Well, when we got together as young Rapa Nui in 2012, our dream was to be able to help the island in the different aspects of it. Each of the founders of our NGO being a leader in their own expertise. And although the school had started, you know, half a year earlier, it was like this little snowball rolling, and we had all the energy to make this grow. And with the dream, at least what had to do with the music was, let's give the chances to the children that they don't have to be able to develop their talents without having to leave the island. If a child's born with talent for cello, let him have that chance to develop it. And those who maybe will not be musicians will be nevertheless enriched for just the experience of learning an instrument, because the instrument just develops us completely, you know, our ways of thinking, our values, our uses both hemispheres of the brain, our emotional part, our spiritual, everything. So the music is so strong. And the way we envisioned it was like through the music doing a change in our society. And you know, also,
that... I'm sorry. Well, I was just going to add that, you know, I haven't mentioned, and you've been perhaps too modest to mention, that there's also a documentary about you that's just been released on Amazon Prime called Rapa Nui Odyssey. And
in Song of Rapa Nui.
The album is Rapa Nui Odyssey. Yeah. The film is Song of Rapa Nui. And there you say, I think it's in that movie that you say, that teaching a child music also teaches the child self-respect and confidence. And there's a mother who talks about a little boy who didn't have a whole lot of self-confidence, and who by learning to play an instrument became much, much more outgoing, much, much more sure of himself, and you know, a happier person, a better person for his community, and a musician. So all of those are wonderful things. And I think it's just fantastic the way all of these pieces fit together at your school.
Yeah, no, it's been amazing what the music has done with the children. And also the concept of ours was to save also part of our culture through the language, through the ancestral arts as well. So in a way to bring our heritage and keep our heritage alive, but at the same time developing all these other talents that the kids might have in the artistic areas that were not available until 2012. And as you say, I mean, the music teaches so many values to the children. It raises their self-esteem. They realize that if they persevere in whatever it is in life, they can get wherever they want with their own effort. And, you know, especially in our school, this collaborative kind of spirit is what moves us. Like, the school was built with garbage and everything, but recyclable materials, but all in the community kind of sense, like with people donating their time, people from all over the world coming to help. So our sense is that we have to work as a community if we want to get things done. We want to do good things for the planet. And our island is the perfect place to actually do things because it's like a miniature planet. So
that's right.
If we, yeah.
It really if is can, so alone. Yeah. It's 63 square miles and 2,500 miles away from the nearest landmass, right?
Right.
It's incredible. And yet it is a place of such mana and such spiritual energy that, you know, that it's been a magnet for people from all over the world as soon as it was discovered by people from other parts of the world. Luckily, it's far enough away that it hasn't been totally overrun.
Yeah, we are facing difficulties with globalization because it has come very fast here. And so it's our duty to, in a way, to responsibly see what is positive for us and what is not so positive. So it's a, well, I'm sure it's the same in Hawaii. It has all been way too fast, and our culture is quite endangered at this point, our language.
Yes, so, I think it is there are definite parallels. And with that thought, I'm happy to say there's something beautiful we can play as a conclusion to our segment. And that is a song of Rapa Nui. And you can perhaps tell us about the song and the way you have presented it.
Well, this ancestral song is tells the story of our first king. He came from a place called Hiva that was having cataclysms. So thanks to the dream of an elder called Haumaka, they arrived to Rapa Nui with all the people in the two vessels. And it was song basically tells the story about this king. And at the end of his life, he starts calling the spirits back to Hiva so that they will take him to the next world.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Basically, yeah, it's for us, it's kind of like our anthem almost, or it's like a very deeply felt song that is sung here on the island for very special occasions.
And who sings it on the album?
Enrique Ica sings it on the album. He's also one of the founders of Toki. And there's an arrangement done by Jose Miguel Tovar for piano. So this is the only chance you'll have to hear this piece is with this, with
okay.
me playing.
Okay. Oh, well, that's wonderful. And Enrique, you have a special connection with him too, right?
Yeah, he's my husband too.
Yes, and the father of your beautiful daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, this has been great fun. All I can say is in closing that I hope that there will be an opportunity very soon for you to come and play for us in Hawaii. We have several concert halls and on different islands, and I am sure that the Hawaiian audience will be extremely excited to hear you and live now that we've introduced you on disc. So please come and be with us here and make your music with us and bring some of your kids to play for us.
Oh, this would be so amazing just to be able to go to Hawaii. I've never been back since I was born, so it's been a big dream to go there, and especially if it's with the music and to be able to share. And woof, imagine bringing some of our kids to perform would be just really, really awesome. So,
I think that's a great idea. And, you know, you're somebody who has made a few dreams come true in your life that have been, I think, harder to realize than this one. So I am trusting that this will happen. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Matt, for the invitation. Itahi aroha nui nui, mote nu'u o Hawaii, itahi hai, nui nui mokorua tātoa.
Mororu.
Kia koe.
Okay, thanks again.